You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. Don't forget Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing on this radio station, 96.5 The Fan. That game is at 7 o'clock. The Royals will be on, and so will Josh Vernier, his on-deck show on at 5 o'clock on 610 a.m. on that Saturday. But tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, they go to Beantown. They go to Boston. Tonight, those Royals will play the Red Sox in the House of the Green Monster. Can't wait for that game tonight. Falter versus Bello, 6:10, which means Josh Vernier goes on the air at 5 o'clock. Josh Vernier joins us now. How about that series in Canada this weekend? Vern, the bats, Salvador Perez, the additions, all things went well, except for maybe Saturday's 4-2 loss, but a hell of a win of a series this weekend.
Even on that loss, or even after that loss on Saturday, now, I'm not going to say it was easy to turn the page, but you could feel the positivity coursing through the fan base where we all, begrudgingly, turned the page after that loss because the team has finally built up some equity, right? You're watching this team, and it looks like the ball club we expected to see back on opening day, back at the end of March, because what they're doing lately is all the things they didn't do in the first 100 games. They're coming from behind, they're showing power, they're scoring a lot of runs, they're hitting with runners in scoring position, they're making the routine plays defensively, running the bases well. They're playing good baseball. They look like a good baseball team. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and like you guys mentioned earlier, that series win in Toronto, the biggest series victory of the season, and now the next biggest series of the season awaits. A three-game set at Fenway, and boy, what a pitching matchup tonight and really throughout the series. Bayo, Garrett Crochet, Dustin May, the big redhead they just acquired from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And as everybody knows, Boston just swept the Houston Astros, so the Royals will have their hands full, but I'll tell you this. They're walking into Fenway oozing confidence.
No doubt about that. And a big reason why is Salvador Perez, my buddy Jim, who's been telling me all year that Salvi is washed, not Carrington. But my friend Jim texted me yesterday. He goes, I was wrong, man. I'm willing to eat crow on Salvi. Not only is he not washed, he's dominating. 37 of 51 games with a hit. Second best offensive month in the history of his career in July. Why has he turned it around?
Well, I think it's the same reason why you never bailed on Salvi, the same reason why many Chiefs fans never bailed on Travis Kelce a season ago. To become Salvador Perez, to where it's no longer a, is he a Hall of Famer, is he not a Hall of Famer? I think most baseball men and women agree Salvi's going to end up in Cooperstown when it's all said and done. You don't become that type of a player if, in my opinion, it all just disappears in the blink of an eye. You saw it this weekend on the other side with Max Scherzer, a guy that's 41, really hasn't been healthy for the past few seasons, but when he does wake up on the right side of the bed, when the body is not aching, you can still see the occasional flashback from a Salvador Perez, a Max Scherzer, from the greats in the sport. It's still in there. A lot of things need to go right for it to come to the forefront on a consistent basis. And you saw that this weekend with Max Scherzer. And really, like you mentioned, we've been watching it with Salvi. You go back to the beginning of July, he's hitting 333. Since the All-Star break, he's top five in all of Major League Baseball with an OPS near 1,100. Early on this season, I think it's fair to say that Salvi, just like a Bobby and a Vinny, they were all pressing because coming into the season, we knew, sure, this team's going to be better. We assumed that this team was going to be better, but we also knew this offense is only going to go as far as Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi take them. So when the season starts off and Massey and MJ and Renfro are giving you nothing, Jonathan India's getting hit every few pitches, he's banged up. It was by the second week of the season, we're all looking to Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi going, hey, can you guys do something because nobody else in this lineup is doing anything? And we've seen Salvi countless times over the past decade and a half put a little bit too much pressure on himself, try and win the game with one swing. Now, he's able to do that throughout the 2020 season and 21 and 22. It was often, if Salvi doesn't do the damage, damage isn't going to be done. I think he had a little bit of that in the back of his mind early on this season, where I'm the captain. Offensively, we're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, and I need to fix it. And he dug himself a little bit of a hole. Now, I also think that rest has benefited Salvi, right? The 4 days of the All-Star break, getting the occasional day off with Freddie Fermin behind the dish, playing some first base, serving as the designated hitter. I think it's all built to this, where Salvi's playing, as you mentioned, one of his best months of baseball offensively of his entire career. Now with 50 games to go, can he continue it? We'll see. You know, now with Freddie in San Diego, that means Salvi behind the dish as if it's, okay, maybe not 2014, 2015, where Salvi's behind the dish every single game. But I'm not hoping to see Luke Maley more than once a week behind the dish. So do we see those offensive numbers begin to begin to come back down to earth? I'm fearful of it. Because, again, throughout the first few months of the season, I was adamant that you cannot ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup if you expect to win the division. Can you expect a 35-year-old catcher to hit fifth for you and grab that third and final wild card spot in which you're 3.5 games back of? I'm not going to put anything past Salvi because of everything we just discussed, but that to me is one of the biggest storylines of these final 50 games. Can the future Hall of Famer, can he hold up like he did back in the 2014-2015 season? Because I don't think he has the backup in the same fashion he did a season ago.
Vern, you mentioned the pitching matchups in Boston. What are the storylines going into this next tier of the gauntlet that is this road trip before they get to Minnesota and things get maybe a little easier? I know Crochet tomorrow, big, big game there. But what are the storylines to be looking forward into this series with Boston?
To me, most important is just, like I said out of the gate, just keep playing this terrific brand of baseball where the defense, again, the reason why a few weeks ago, right before the All-Star break when the Royals dropped 2 of 3 to the New York Mets at home, that to me was, quote-unquote, it. You know, that to me is when I was resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this season. They just didn't do enough things that good teams do. They didn't run the bases well. Their defense was average at best. They didn't come from behind. They had no power. They had no clutch. The rotation was starting to get banged up. You know, love the team, but 100-some-odd games in, I just didn't think it was in the cards for them. But since the All-Star break, and you look at what they've done of late, winning 9 of the last 13, it's because They're playing good baseball. They're executing. They're getting the ball. They're getting the bunt down. They're hitting the ball behind the runner. They're taking the extra 90 feet. They're just so that to me is the top storyline as you go into Boston to take on a team that is as hot as any ball club in the American League. Can you match them in just quality of baseball? That's number one. And then number two, Bailey Falter on the hill tonight, the young right-hander Ryan Burgert going tomorrow. So two more debuts. Last night we saw Stephen Kolick throw a quality start down in Omaha in his Royals organization debut. So can they keep playing quality baseball? And let's see if the new guys on the mound can make the type of impact that the new guys at the dish have made in the first week.
You know, new guy, no, but like guy we don't talk of, yes. Kyle Isbell over this weekend was outstanding. In fact, Vern, he's been about as steady a player as we've had on this team all year. We got to give this guy a little bit of love, man.
Especially on the road. Since the All-Star break, Kyle Isbell hitting .350. He scored 9 runs in his 13 starts since the Midsummer Classic. And Kyle Isbell, to me, is the Jerrod Dyson of this era in that if you love the Royals, you love Kyle Isbell. If you're an average baseball fan, you know about the Royals, but maybe you don't watch them on a daily basis. You're unfamiliar with Kyle Isbell. But out at Kauffman Stadium on the post-game show, his name is always mentioned of, Vern, I don't think we give this guy enough love. Exactly what you're talking about. Because, yeah, this weekend, 3 doubles in the past 2 games makes every play in center field. No, his arm isn't anything to write home about. But his glove is, his first step is, his instincts are. Listen, Lorenzo Cain and Willie Wilson and Carlos Beltran and Michael A. Taylor are probably all, faster, more graceful out there. But Kyle's ability to put his head down, run to a spot, then look up, find the ball, and make the catch. It's, in my opinion, in the decade plus I've been watching Royals baseball, it's better than anybody, next to Michael A. Taylor was probably the best I saw do it, but Kyle Isbell defensively, there's just never a panic. The ball's going to the outfield. He's going to find a way to catch it. And now getting the job done at the bottom of the lineup, right, he can get the bunt down. And as we've seen over the past few seasons, anybody that's watching baseball on a daily basis, not many guys that can consistently get a bunt down. Kyle Isbell tells me all the time, the issue is guys don't work on it. If you want to be a good bunter, you need to work on that the same way you work on your swing. And Izzy puts in the work on bunting, puts in the work shagging fly balls in center field. He's a great guy. I remember Bobby thought he looked like Bono.
Yeah.
out at the casino this season. But no question about it, he deserves the love. And this is a guy that suddenly is the second longest tenured Royal behind only Salvador Perez.
That's nuts.
Vern, you talk about this team and where they've added pieces when it comes to Randall Grichuk or whether it comes to Mike Yastrzemski or whoever it may be, Adam Frazier. What do we expect to see if when Cags comes back? Do we see him just kind of land a DH role and maybe leave the outfield the way that it's been?
Yeah, especially without Freddie Fermin, right? Meaning Salvi's going to be behind the dish more times than not. Well, let's hope. Let's hope that we get a good Jack Caglione because first he needs to get healthy, and then as we've discussed, go down to Omaha on a quote-unquote rehab assignment, hopefully find some confidence there, dominate the AAA ranks like he did previously, and then get back here. We'll see how things shake out. But no, now that you have a quality arm in Mike Yastrzemski in right field and a guy that's likely to be platooned with Randall Grichuk, DH makes the most sense. Hopefully that's the avenue. Hopefully Vinny's healthy and the corner outfielders remain healthy and hitting, and Cags can just ease back into that DH role. But I think we're still a ways away from that.
We're talking with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, as they get ready to take on the Boston Red Sox big series up in Boston for these guys. And another dude over the weekend, too, that I thought was very impressive was Michael Wacha. I mean, like we were talking earlier, that you fall down 1-0 early in that game to the Blue Jays. It could have been here we go again. That guy buckled down and retired like everybody else after Vladimir Guerrero hit that home run.
And that's still the reason why we're as excited as we are, why this team is 500 rather than 10 games below 500. It's the calm and steady presence of a Michael Wacha, of a Seth Lugo, crazy to say, but of a 25-year-old rookie in Noah Cameron. But, you know, for I think we've talked plenty about the rotation. And, you know, guys like Wacha and Lugo and Salvi and Bobby are the four highest-paid players on your team. I want to get to a place where I'm taking you for granted. And I think this city now, I'm not complaining or pointing a finger, but I think we do take Michael Wacha for granted. I think we do take Seth Lugo for granted, and that's a good thing. That means they're delivering, they're earning every single penny of their $18, $20 million contract. But for as great as the rotation is, or was, and we'll see what Falter and Burgert can do over the next 2 days in Boston, but what's exciting about these final 50 games is the return of Hunter Harvey and what a force that bullpen suddenly looks like with Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez back to where they were in early April when it was looking like this Royals bullpen, at least the back end of the bullpen, might be the best in the division. Name-wise, and as far as power stuff, I do think it's the best 1-2-3 at the back end of a bullpen in the American League Central, and top five, top half of the American League, certainly. Throw on top of that John Schreiber, who's retired each of the last nine that he's faced. Daniel Lynch looked really good yesterday. Angel Zerpa continues to be a power arm out of the bullpen. So, man, you look towards October, and I know we're getting well ahead of ourselves, but you know, right now it's wild to think that Noah Cameron could get the ball in Game 3 of ALDS, but I think that's how it's shaping up right now. And then you look at that bullpen with, you know, could possibly have a Michael Lorenzen. We'll see about Cole Reagans and what role he could possibly have in the final few weeks of the season. And then Falter and Burgert, what's their future? You know, as you get later in the season and you're building your postseason rotation, you know, for as much as we talked about this rotation, and deservedly so, they're one of the three, five best in all of Major League Baseball. What excites me about this team's chances is, man, that bullpen is suddenly a force. And if your defense is going to make the routine plays and the occasional outstanding play, you're running the bases the way that you are, suddenly you're that well-rounded team that many people in Kansas City thought, you know, could flirt with 90 wins. That's the look you have right now.
Vern, when you look at the star power in Boston, I know Roman Anthony is there among others. Is there anybody? I'd love that you bring up Hunter Harvey because I was in my car fist pumping when he threw the three straight heaters down the middle. I remember you used to talk about Wade Davis going out there with middle fingers and saying, "Here it is,
choke
good luck."
This.
Yeah, right. So that's kind of big there. I know the bullpen. I think only three earned runs the entire weekend. But when you look at this Boston team, man, they can hit.
Oh, no question. Yeah. You know, Jaron Duran, we're all going to get a look at the guy that we were hoping to see in a Royals uniform. Alex Bregman is back. One of my favorite players is their shortstop slash center fielder in Sedan Rafaela. Yeah, man, Trevor Story's, you know, up there as far as the RBI leaders in Major League Baseball. You mentioned their version of Jack Caglione and Roman Anthony. You know, unlike our version, he's actually hitting at a pretty high clip right now. Yeah, and then you throw into the fact that they have maybe the best lefty in the sport going tomorrow. But listen, you can get to Brian Bello tonight. I think Dustin May's a good pitcher, the former Dodgers right-hander, but he's going to be feeling that Boston pressure coming up on Wednesday, and Michael Wacha's not going to be feeling that pressure on Wednesday. So, no, if I'm a Royals fan, it's the Boston Bee, it's Fenway Park, it's going to be a packed house. But, man, when you're walking into that building with the type of confidence and the belief, you know, to me that's been my biggest takeaway over the past few weeks and surrounding this trade deadline. And I know it sounds corny, but I said it after Friday's game, man, I'm impressed, obviously, by the team, and I was talking about how I was so very impressed with Michael Wacha, but you know, there is a part of me that's like proud of these guys, too, proud of these hitters that And I've been on the air after almost every game talking about how disappointing this offense is. They're the worst run-scoring offense in the franchise's history. And you know, these hitters continued to believe in one another. The coaching staff continued to believe in them. And I'm not just talking about words. I'm talking about true belief, the way that they look at each other, the way that they think about each other, the way that they pull for each other. I think Seth Lugo's extension symbolized that in the celebration that the guys had for Seth Lugo. And I also find myself like inspired by that belief that the players have in one another, that the front office showed in these guys, that John Sherman showed in this ball club. Because again, I was resigned to the fact that they're just not good enough. They've failed us this season. Oh well, let's get ready for 2026. Nobody in that clubhouse was resigned to that fact, and obviously ownership still believes in this team. The front office obviously still believes in this team. So that is tough to beat when you have a tight-knit group that doesn't care what the outside is saying. They know we're better than how we performed over the first 100 games. So as someone that, I'm not saying I was waving the white flag, but I was preparing for an early October off. No, man, this team has changed my mind, and it's the latest reminder that just when you think you have this game figured out, it's going to slap you in the face.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am. You're back to 500 now. You're legitimately in that playoff conversation. Yep. Don't give it all back to the Red Sox. And then I hate to be this guy, but six against the Twins and Nationals after that, you got to go 6-0. Then you got three more against the White Sox as well. 7-2 at worst in that stretch, in my opinion.
Well, you certainly need to beat up on the Twins and the White Sox, because as we talk about this final wild card spot, it's also going to come down to those tiebreakers. And the tiebreaker that you're likely to, that it's going to come down to with the Rays, it could with the, if you go take two of three from the Boston Red Sox, that season series is evened up at three apiece. So if the Royals and Red Sox end with the same record, if the Royals and Rays end with the same record, the tiebreaker is, how did you fare against your division? So that tiebreaker is going to come down to, do you beat up on the carcass of the Minnesota Twins? Do you slap around the suddenly hot Chicago White Sox? If you do, it's going to be advantageous for you to sneak past some of those teams that you're jockeying for position to grab that third and final wild card spot. Every game from here on out, like you guys have been talking about, every series is the biggest series of the season, starting tonight in Boston.
You got to hear this. What can they listen for tonight starting at 5 o'clock, Vern?
We got a pair of tickets to see the Nationals come to town a week from tomorrow, a dollar dog night. First 10,000 fans get a Royals soccer jersey. All you have to do is answer one trivia question correctly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And the tickets are yours. So be listening tonight. 5 o'clock, we give those tickets away 1 hour before first pitch each and every day.
I'll have it on the fourth hole of the golf course. That's when about you come on when the game starts at 6. Vern, take care. We love it, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Hit them straight, buddy.
Yes, sir.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.